Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, everybody. Let's make sure everything's good to go before we start our live show. I told you guys, it's Break Change, Implement Change with Talk Radio Diva, and that is CC, myself, your host today. I want to make sure that we have our sound check right and everything's good to go so we can do this presentation without any issues, disruptions, or anything else. Y'all know the ground rules about the lives and everything else. Also put pound IMCC when you come in with the comments, and then you can be entered in the giveaway. All right, so our audio is good to go. We are live, everybody. Time to break those change strategies to implement change. Our show today is actually a pretty good one. It's about the level of breaking chains of disturbances of our peace. And where this stimulated from is eliminating distractions. Distractions come in all forms, but we have to learn the success formulas and strategies for doing that. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to go up and talk about rituals. Everybody's always like, oh, rituals are this, that, and the other, and they're so bad, and this, that, and the other. Rituals are something we all do every day, all day. And if you didn't know it, going in the kitchen, making yourself some coffee every day before you go to work is a ritual. Every day that you go and you take your shower, you wash your butt and you brush your teeth and you get up out the bed, comb your hair, do all the stuff that you got to do to make yourself tight and right before you head in the car and head to work is a ritual. So everybody likes to put rituals towards like a cult or something like that. We all have rituals no matter where you want to think about it. We all do a ritual. Whether it's in the church, whether it's outside the church, or whether it is in your community. And then on top of that, you have to think everything that you do pattern and stick every single day is a ritual. So I wanted to debunk that myth about all the things that people always say, oh, that's witchcraft, all this kind of stuff. Listen, let me tell you something. Everything has an energy, and everything is based on the energy you put out. So when we think about all of these different things, we have to make sure that we understand that rituals happen every single day. Give me just one moment so I can get our clubhouse going. You guys check me out on Clubhouse. I always like to make sure that I get an intro and everything else before we get there. So I'm starting in. Our topic is on success rituals to eliminate distractions. So the room is open. You are allowed to come on in. So welcome to my clubhouse. I will put the link up for everybody to come in and check this out. So success rituals to eliminate distractions is the room that you can come in and have a listen. The ground rules on live are that you don't come in here with spamming, provoking, and gaslighting, out of order, despicable behavior. I will put you out. I will report you on all platforms. I expect for my businesses to be taken seriously as well as professional in conduct and discourse. Therefore, those are the ground rules. And then on top of that, no screenshotting of what I talk about in my lives or no recording outside of what I said unless you get my proper permission or authorization to do so. And I want to make sure that you guys understand the things that we talk about are for enrichment, enlightenment, and for everybody that is involved and watching these lives and things like that. And those of you who are wanting to grow into a better version of yourself. And that's part of my I Am Abundance Mindset, and I am CC, your host, and this is Talk Radio Diva, and that's the power to do more. You may call in live 515-602-9765, and if you would like to donate to the expansion of the businesses and things like that, you are not made to, it's not an obligation. You are more than welcome to do offerings and things like that with $ I Am CC Coaching, $ Don Diva Coaching, and $ Teamwork Online, and $ Talk Radio Diva. This is to continue to grow as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, and for you guys to be able to get to know me as a life coach, not in the personal manner, but on a professional manner, and then also to be able to work with you all, and I welcome you to the live. and I welcome you guys to have a professional discourse when I allow you to raise hands in the room and ask any questions, or if you're wanting to talk about your own life and things like that, you're able to engage either by calling 515-602-9765, or you're more than welcome to call local Jor or Jeff, 418-5104. And that is 404 area code. And if you want to also do international, 866-727-9323. And that is the international number for international callers. I expect for you to have the same amount of respect that I give everybody else. And then I expect for you guys to understand that it's important, imperative for you all to have a professional discourse. Now, if you're going to cuss, keep it to a bare minimum. And if you're going to be on the live and things like that in the chat, please misspell your words. If you're going to use anything inappropriate, I would prefer you did not. Many of you guys know that sometimes I might have a potty mouth moment, but I try not to do it often because I would like for you guys to get to know me outside of anything like that. Yes, I can cuss like a sailor, but I prefer not to. So I want to make sure that we get in live and have good going, and we all enjoy each other on this live. So we are live in effect. So like I said, with that, the success rituals and empowering and disempowering rituals can go one in the same. I want you to understand why we're having this conversation. A lot of people don't understand that it takes a lot to be successful. It takes a lot to be a person of independent means and getting things done. And part of that is understanding that success comes with a level of ritualistic getting up, get the ground running, and you decide that it's never too late to find a new ritual to improve those who you're currently around and also yourself, and also practicing rituals every day. So that we have rituals, but the question that we need to ask ourselves this: are my rituals empowering me, or are they disempowering me? Ask yourself every day with your morning routine, your or evening routine, depending if you're night owl, welcome, welcome, night owl. And for my daytime people, my happy, you know, people who are my happy tree friends, like, ah, good morning, and you're like, okay, so that's the point, sorry. So between my night owl and then my happy tree friends, just type people in the morning. I'm not a morning person. Everybody knows it. And everybody knows I'm kind of like, you know what? Coffee first, talk to me later. And so part of my rituals that I'm trying to do is reverse to be my health and try to be a different person. I'm going to tell you that, yeah, my ritual of what I have my things going works great for me. So I think the best thing I can do is keep the things that I do. So that's the end of that. Are my rituals empowering me? Are they disempowering me? It just depends on the person and how you're wired. So you want to make a list of your daily rituals and routine that you've been doing over the past 10 years, 5 years, or 3 years, or even 1 year. Give yourself a true evaluation of what you do every day ritualistically when you hit the ground running after you get out of the bed and you're just like, you know, the devil's get off the thing. Or if you actually work with the devil and you're looking at all kinds of things, you know, what kind of devil that you're going to do that day. I don't care whatever time you serve, we all come to the same level at the same time. You get the same time type, but when you go to heaven or hell, whatever time you serve, again, I don't judge anybody. It's not about religion. So we're giving this ritual excuse, but a separation of church and state, things like that. So I want you guys to understand all of that. And, you know, to analyze these outcomes of these rituals, you have to look on your calendar and point of view to be absolutely really cognitively capable of saying to yourself that you develop over time positive rituals or goals or things that you do every day. How have your daily routine affected your relationship with your family, friends, your co-workers, or your marriage? And you have to ask yourself, where is this affecting me? Is it actually doing me greater good or is it doing me bad? And then when you think about all of that, if the answer to the above questions, which are clearly what habits have generated any negative or negative impact in your life? And you have to ask yourself, dear, what is evidence that you are disempowering in your ritualistic things that you do every day? And what part of the need to change to empowering you to get overlap that and begin to remove over a period of time, like time to break the shame, time to implement change, breaking with the distractions or the sentences of your peace or your peace of mind, or a level layer of higher awareness system, illuminated one mindset, so you can go back to the original person you're programmed to be when your DNA is set into you and the levels of how you operate every day, your CPU, your brain, your central nervous system, your whole entire chakra, everything that makes you you and your soul that pays into all that, and begin to look at the internal rituals that feed your soul and allow you to grow and continue to allow your soul the energy guys understand where we're going now, because it's so true we're asking to resiliency, and including us in situations that happen in your life. Like, my environment has been rather poisonous. I've had a lot of different things that have been going on. And it's not just about me. This is just about in general. And when you're thinking about Rachel, when you're thinking about, you know, everybody has a way about doing things every day. Some of us meditate. Some of us pray. Some of us actually do rituals every single day. And our prayers are thought of, how do I get there from here? How do I go from disempowering, scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset into drawing rituals to help me involve myself past the same level of doing right around the circle, but nothing is getting done. And I will tell you guys, it is also the quality of the company, the people who are around you. Yet, mind you, we're all responsible for the stuff, but you have the power to change your thoughts. And the power of your thoughts also is just a big influence for action. So with that, every one of our actions changes about the types of thoughts that we initiate. So when we think about this, whether the idea came about consciously or subconscious, meaning twice, in our lifetime, we've been around all kinds of martial arts of people. And we've also dated different kinds of people. So to create the power and rituals, you have to learn how to reprogram your mind. So you understand what I've been saying about reprogramming and what was a programmatic re-culturing, reinventing, or reinventing the wheel, but not the same type of wheel for the same type of levels of disempowering rituals that are not helping you. You need to go towards rituals that are putting you in a purely abundant mindset, something that allows you in your subconscious thought to reprogram yourself. Because, like I said, your set DNA, RNA, all the stuff that's in within you is your set program. But just like, say, if a leader gets malware or ransomware, it's the same thing with people being your wife. Some people are malware, if you are ransomware, and some people are poisonous, and they poison the system, your mindset, your subconscious mind, then your CNS, your AI, everything else, and three parts of fortune, and your cerebral lobes, and all these different things. And over a period of time, your brain, body, and your mind remembers all of that. So then it begins to be like what we call malware, or ransomware, things that have happened to my leaders when I was talking about all the DDoS attacks and attacks that happened to me in business. Things that were disrupted in my business. I want to give you that for instance or example of that. That's just like somebody going and putting a key lock on your computer. They're finding out everything that makes you click and work. And then they begin to download a level of ransomware, malware, the things that happen to me that cause me lock computers, lock the devices, or phone tampering, the things that were invented prior to life. I'm giving you a prime example of these kinds of things that keep into your subconscious and begin to poison your active program, your IM principle, your illuminated one that you were born with, and it begins to go and download this malware into your mind, your body, your spirit, and you constantly what we call discombobulated, or what we call disorderly in the manner of the rituals that are becoming disempowering rituals instead of the empowering rituals that you're already set with, your crystal, illuminated one, or a short form, great IM. So when you think about all of these different things, the great empowering rituals, you also learn how to bring children in your mind to consciously level up the reprogramming of thoughts to begin to have the first level of defining and empowering rituals to really use this to what we call replace the disempowering one. And I want you guys to understand with your day and night rituals and the right attitude is your full energy and refresh with new ideas or new things or learning a level of dialectical or emotional or cognitive brain training. You do in mental health therapy or what we call a therapist's office or what we call a level of life coaching office, or if you go to a psychiatrist, psychologist, to go from the clinical medical side to a board certified people who diagnose and treat comorbidities, and then they begin to help you with those levels of rituals or things that will help you be a successful human being or become whole again once your mind has been broken or subconscious has been poisoned with that level of malware or experience of what I call unfortunate events. So when you think about all these different patterns, and you think about all the things you have to do, think about someone who's been through trauma, PTSD, or anything like that, or traumatic events, or serious or unfortunate things. What is that? All of the events begin to poison that person mentally, emotionally, and begin to make that person go from empowering rituals to disempowering rituals, and act on those disempowering rituals instead of programming themselves or reprogramming themselves to go to a better illuminated creation, illuminated one, I am abundance mindset, level of what we call from scarcity mindset to abundance mindset. So what you can reverse is the level of disempowering rituals to going to a level of rituals that are empowering. So things and not aware that they're not empowering you. So you begin to look at all these different things with all of the same 24 hours in our day. Well, somehow we structure our activities in the day to make a lot of differences. So when we think about all of these different things, we have to say to ourselves, how is it working out? How is this going to help me? How is this going to make me more empowered and capable of doing what I need to do? So when we think about being born and bred to do what we need to do, a lot of those things are closer to our lives and the people who become malware or ransomware, the things that happen to me in business, or some of the same business models and being able to get what it does, it became more detrimental than it was empowering. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand this from that point of view and being able to understand it in the sense of, hey, am I empowering myself? Am I getting things working to where that they are not causing me multiple layers of disempowerment versus empowerment? So, am I giving you some common disempowering rituals, examples of that? Getting out of bed after a long time, getting in quite comfortable to yourself in the sky and having to provide great warmth to the earth. And you think about all the things, and you've been out there and the sun begins to drain. It's like good in moderation, right? Like a physical and mental exercise, that's not a good ritual. Unhealthy eating habits, which are leading to degenerative or fatal health issues. And begin to enrich yourself with fresh air. You have to remember to get yourself a level of refreshing yourself and getting people who are refreshing and don't take the life out of you or drain the life out of you with your poisonous behaviors, things that are becoming what I said, examples of what's considered being cancer or chaotic provoking gas with things that happen to me. A level layer of malware and ransomware, fear of all things that they're doing, because when people disempower you, it's just like the same thing. It begins to poison you. It begins to poison your system, your mindset, and your things. So your time is used for reading and watching low-grade materials which cannot assist you or achieve your personal goals. So begin to will what you look at, what you absorb. And I understand the level of depth of my social media detox. Here's why I did that. I wanted people to begin to understand that there's a level of layer of you are what you watch, you are what you absorb. So when you begin to absorb toxic information channels or people who do all these kinds of things, there's toxic provoking, gaslighting, or cold D3M, or a level layer of seeing what you didn't program your mind or poison you, you begin to think about all of those different things that are considered ransomware, malware, keywords that eventually get into your mindset, and those are bad rituals or disempowering rituals or poisonous agents of mobile support or agents of levels of discourse that's unacceptable for reasons or causing you to become a level of a controversial change rather than simply a change and begin to change agents and change how you process things and change how you go from disempowering rituals to a empowering ritual. And a mindset that becomes therapeutic, holistic, and a level and layer of discourse and conduct that is benefiting you instead of not benefiting you. And I'll give you a prime example. The individuals that we interact with on a daily basis influence our thought process and a lot more than we often realize. You will not find any successful people being on the side of the street, speaking to a group of individuals that only meet up the street every day unless they're doing the same with community outreach programs and trying to learn something and figure out how to relate with others. Gossiping on telephone for hours or gossiping on the internet for hours is considered a necessary thing and has a value reduction on their local success for each individual. So I started looking at those different things. It's kind of like the prime example of when I was on YouTube. I had someone mention my name on YouTube and my Twitter. And this girl was called Martinez and thought it was funny to go on for the girl's live and mention my name. So I politely told the girl, Nicole, don't mention my social media platform, and this is one that you have to press. Because I've been through a level of appearance and anti-community and we're going to see on behalf of another woman monster. And she needs to be the one to solve the issues, not the rest of the issues, with the legal department and also the corporate officer. And this level is involved in this level of discourse, of victims' conduct, of disempowerment, and levels of difficulty, evil, sadistic, psychotic, psychotic levels of behavior, and damaging things that I've been doing, and going into personal records and PHI, all the different things that I've been doing. So I address this today, with YouTube, again, about all of it, and I talked about that here's the one thing, person, and party that was involved in all these cases in the summary, and I'm saying about questions, because we're at the point of going to court. Because these reasons we contemplate the rights of antics are things that have been going on for a number of years, and I addressed it with law enforcement, and then outside of that, I addressed it with the people In my case, yeah, because it's gone on for a decade. It's gone on overlapping 12 years since their parents went with all of it. So when we begin to look at these people who gossip or talk about other people's business, it's different between telling a story and telling something based on this is where I got it from, I don't know if it's true or not, and making that disclaimer and saying, oh, my God. But even at that, sometimes you have to take into what you say and repeat, because it can really hurt people. And a lot for the individual success, or individuals that are being targeted by these particular individuals. But if you spend most of your time with unproductive people, or people who are disempowering, if you keep spending most of your time with these types of people, then you will become sterile in the mindset, or sterile in the empowerment, but become more disempowered and become more likely people, because they are poison agents of provocateur, or of professional discourse, or a level of poisoning slowly but surely malware into your mindset, and your thought process begins to adapt to your poisonous behavior, and sometimes you begin to adapt and adopt those same behaviors. Where you are those unsuccessful persons, or people who are unsuccessful or becoming successful overnight, but the way that their success is being obtained is on the back of others. But just remember, what goes up might come down, and how you go up is determining how you're going to come down. And like I was telling people the other day, you have to be careful of the way you come up in life. And the way you come up in life is the same way that you may go down, so you may go down sometimes worse than what you did to come up off the backs of others or the hurt or harm of others. So when we think about overthinking things, make sure you're not wearing the label of unsuspecting people or unsuspecting mindset or poisonous people or agents of provocateur, is what you call it. And that is a French terminology for a person who creates or ourselves sees a discord. So evaluate your acquaintances, the people that you're around. And then if you're associating yourself with people who are thriving or successful and who are already successful, then you'll be motivated to change your lifestyle. I don't want to be around unsuccessful people or fake successful people, what are called faux success. That faux success will have you thinking that these people are making all this money, doing all this stuff, have a great following or a huge following, but that isn't set up for a downfall. Because eventually the way you came up or the way you came up harming people is going to go down. So the levels of discourse or things in conduct will set the tone of your downfall later on. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it could be 15 years from now. Eventually, those same people who are agents of chaos and provocateur, or what we call agents of discourse, or story thieves of disturbing the scene, they need to get to look at those things, and think to yourself, I'm going to take care of myself, slow and steady wins the race. Because if you reverse each obstacle, or it's another thing that was done, slow and steady wins the race. So he who goes and goes methodical and steadily grows is better than the person who raises to get to the top. Because eventually when you get to the top, it's going to be the three that comes down for your downfall all the way down. And you better hope you don't turn down quite a stairs on your way out. So if you associate yourself with those people who are driving, and driving in the right manner, teaching you the success rituals or levels of things that feed your soul, feed the brain, and we're fighting for these soul of this nation, and we're fighting for the soul of the levels and layers of I can eliminate abundance mindset, a level of unity, and what we call in this topic in Yoruba, in Moja, or level of what we call Namaste, or level of having peace and discourse that makes everybody's soul come together. And with this nation in the level of disorder and chaos, we need a lot of order. We need a level of getting all these people who are misinformation, or gossiping, or deprived and abusive out of order. Despicable, the things that are causing your biggest level of discord in the nation. That's why I say we are fighting for the souls of this nation, including my soul. My soul is fighting for a level of unity and financial advancement and commitment to that level of change within myself. Because you have to start with yourself and begin to work outward. And so part of that is living, breathing, and eating the same words that it tells you guys. You don't want to be my fellow hypocrite. So that is like a hypocrite. I took the Hippocratic Code in medicine when I was a nurse. So when I think about all of this, I just took another oath and signed it to defend against enemy foreign domestic. I meant that. But when I signed that oath, it means that the enemy can be somebody you're connected to. The enemy can be somebody's family. It can be somebody external family or consider family. So when you do all of that, you sign that oath and commit that oath, just as I did as a deacon, I began to look at the light and look at the different things and shed light on things that were poisoning me, things that were poisoning my emotional health, poisoning my mental health, my well-being. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand how very, very important that is and begin to look at that in the discourse. I'm going to take a break for a second. And you guys may attend live on Facebook as well, just so you know. So, again, you may also join the clubhouse. And you may go to Darnie the Coaching to watch the live. You may go to IMCC Coaching for being on online. And make sure that you guys come in and just come in and say hello. You guys know I like being thrown on the fishes. You're going to be welcome to come on in. I told you guys, I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to enjoy the lives and things like that. Oh, my. Welcome, welcome, hello. Alrighty. So, all my Instagram followers, you're welcome to come on in. You may come visit the clubhouse. Welcome to the clubhouse. Again, I am your life coach and your wellness coach, divorce coach, and business coach for today. So, these, again, the title is Success Rituals to Eliminate Distractions. So, back to what I was saying. So when you think about all the different things you want to make your plans, as I said, successful people who you may not socialize with yourself with, or begin to meet successful people, if you're actually being managed differently, people more unsuccessful are what we call, if you have some success, but you're doing things that are showing things in this sport. So when you think about them, people who are trying to be successful, who are already successful, they become more motivated to change your lifestyle or your behaviors, or mental or emotional levels of well-being to suit that of success. But now, what I'm saying is you should stop speaking to your friends that maybe are not productive. I'm not saying that you should just totally disconnect from people because you're not in the same wavelength as you. But if you're saying it's not productive or conducive to what you're trying to do, then I merely suggest that you have to with them less and find more individuals that share some of their success or visions that you have. And successful people associate with other successful people. You don't associate with people who are disfluent or feed-fillers of a different family or a level of an agent of chaos. When you're thinking about even making a plan for your day, and you just go with the flow of the event, you're beginning to become like those goals who are not productive or not amazing. And if you're not making plans for achieving, you're simply setting yourself up for failure. So think about that. So do not be surprised when you reach failure's results. So, and you also think about that, if you're no longer getting along to people who are being so discord and chaos and disorder, then you're going to eventually fall prey to that same type of person. It's happened to me. And I was doing it for interest. That I literally had to get to a point where I was like, you know what, I'm going to give blocks if I'm working out. I'm not going to allow you to follow me. I will report the issues, and I'll see if I knew I had to do that due to intimate partner violence, technology abuses, signal tampering, you know, tapping things, invasion crimes that I went through. So I wanted to share with you guys the true events that have happened to me, but I also want you guys to understand that it's very important to begin to understand how to feel about it. And with that being said, I want you guys to understand how important it is to begin to go and have better time management. Because poor time management, you might have made plans for your day, but you spent your time with non-conducive rituals that are their discourse or how you act or how you respond. So when you think about this, you know, academic improvement or levels of depth of improvement when you're working or your home-based business, things like that, I'll give you an example for things like infection. I've been through all the ups, downs, all of them. Eventually drop that emotional roller coaster. So while all that is true, most of the world working individuals might not have a master's degree. They might not have a PhD. They may not have a bachelor's degree. They may not even have anything other than a high school certificate. They might have a GED. So it's not because spoken about your level of education. It only tells people that you have a discipline and a level of understanding. So when you think about this, it still is only a burden set for your money. So when you think about that, you have to think about continuing educating yourself daily, reading a book, or by watching various videos that will assist in improving your skill set, a mindset, or ritualistic levels of empowerment versus disempowerment. You have to think about what does a degree have to do with common sense? What does a degree have to do with how to treat people? What does a level and layer of higher echelon or higher learning have to do with a level of common ways of discourse? Less of an agent of entrepreneur, but more of an agent of a ruminated time stem abundance mindset, or a level law of attraction mindset, or resource I am, which builds off the pyramid of each foundation of hardships, obstacles, and things like that to help you become a better version of yourself and to begin to mentally and emotionally change and be a better version of the former shadow self. But walking back into your I am self, your true self, so your illuminated one, your born with it. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe she's born with it. It's like that commercial. I can always like the reference. Maybe she's born with it. So when you think about all these different things, or if you're a male who represents a female, or whatever you want to find yourself as, and happy pride to everybody in this pride. I am a pride ally. I am heterosexual, but I, again, support the community and the LGBTQ like you, QIA community. And happy pride. But my correct allyship was all baby here. So again, happy time. So you guys, I want you guys to understand it's nothing to enforce with the sexual orientation or purpose. None of that has to do with the person. It has everything to do with the character. And that's coming from the level of degree, going back to the past, Martin Luther King, and others that have been speaking out of here a long time ago, giving their message. I don't know how they guys don't know what he's on my show. So again, like I told you guys, I always like to reference certain things that help me become my foundation of I am abundance mindset, eliminate mindset, orderly mindset, a level that keeps me from chaos in the forest that goes on around me. And I started to slowly but surely remove myself from the chaos or chaos starting type of people or people who are unproductive or they're highly successful right now, who look like success, not how to be honest. So when I think about this, I don't compare myself to the next person because everybody has a way of how they got to the top. But the way I want to get to the top or get to a level of peak performance or abilities is not off the back of learning people or kicking out of people that are down. And then it comes back to remember one thing will just go up or come down. And you have to think about that. Challenges can be up if the way it's going to come down. And it might be a crash and burn, but it's not all said and done. So at the end of the day, I don't want to crash and burn. I would rather come down on that slope as I go to that peak on that pyramid. So I want you guys to know what I'm saying. Every foundation work that's thrown at me. Every last degree is in front of me. I think the same is going to happen. I use each point of this work to begin to take a level of building off that foundation and beginning to build a level of a true circle, pulsing high, shedding some light, and beginning to not miss the mark. I began to say to myself, I'm going to be okay. Things are going to be fine. Trust the process. Fear not. And shed some light. That as a deacon, I begin to sit there and say to myself, maybe I am doing my best. Maybe I am a good person. Maybe I am somebody. It's no longer maybe I am somebody. So we got to start with this affirmation. The things that we're going to talk about after this one, they help us to begin to build that mindset and look in the mirror. Because I remember it most of my older last night. And let me tell you guys something. My mommy, yes, I call her mommy, Mother. My mommy gets on my nerves, but I love my mom. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows I'm a good baby. She's my sister. Don't get it twisted. My sister is my mom's good baby, too. She's a mom's girl. And so my, I would have been a dad girl if my dad was there. Or he was not, and those are some people trying to set them kids. We've been talking so much. So with that being said, I love my audience. She's my word of teacher. And I get really isolated and the level of respect that she earns. There are times where I'm going to follow my mother, but I don't, because it's my health. I have a level of order and a limited mindset and a limited mindset to no longer manage my life. But I don't care. What is so I have been doing this? You're going to be fine. Just let things go as it is to my body. What the Lord is over in the world, where God can serve, what the Lord can save and serve, and you. So I thought about that, and I said to myself, I'll go with the Lord's heart, whatever God wants to help them. Because it's no longer something I can handle by myself. And then I thought about these messages and notes that I get every day, and remembering that every day, it's each special moment, I'll change the numbers that I look at every day. That somebody's looking out watching for me. That guardians of this world understand that what they have no clue about. That make sure I'm safe every day. Mental, emotional. There are people on my Twitter, on my Facebook, even in my group, who've been my mental health warriors while I was going through private things I never even spoke about until now. Because I was embarrassed. I felt like I was told by 20 points. I was told by, yeah, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be a lawyer. I have ordered the people that need to be a lawyer, but I didn't say I need support emotionally. I didn't say I need some people to rally around me. Because I thought I could do it by myself. I don't need anybody. Training day, what they 6 months. I had a great person who helped me. To realize everybody needs to. He was my coaching practice partner. He taught me, everybody needs somebody. Start writing down things that help you. Start writing down some stuff that makes you help you. I'm not sure if you guys, but I think this is time for you to have a little bit of a second. Of what he taught me, helped me every day to keep myself together. Mentally, emotionally, and how I began to get the clarity and information of what was bothering me. One, my foot pattern was off. There's being the first commitment partner about stalking, harassment, bullying, terrorism. My safety and comfort level. I was tired, I was worn out. Equipment, speaking to market. All the things that were going on. Merchant terminal cancer. Financial strain, duress, economic abuse, forces of control. It was not adequate, not safe, because I'm constantly getting my health care for myself, making me sick. The more we focus on cancer, I'm trying to reduce it, I'm making me stress out, upset, I'm beginning to lose my hair, I'm beginning to be stressed out to the point I'm sick. Then I thought again, emotional welfare is taking a toll. Toxic levels of people working therapy on some of the toxic people, and certain people that I have yet to meet and talk to who are involved. Levels of people I dated, which I consider family, that were violating my personal rights of privacy. Levels of people I disorderly things to walk the door. The things that were because a level of child to write those change strategies and for me to change. There's a rebuild progression between all because of their silly business model, provoking a gaslight, emotional abuse, tormenting, bullying, harassment, problem lives becoming negative, because personally having to fight them on the line, to the meal. Every level is a layer of discourse and progress. That because the levels of the civil disobedience that I had to show on social media to get them to stop, like, these people are solving this, I mean, these people are fine, y'all. Levels of messing with my reputation. You know, the difficult levels of temporary Wi-Fi while I was in a hotel being acclimated before I got my apartment. The energy of my home equipment. The energy of the levels of my stuff being a working home job. Turning off Wi-Fi in the hotel. The levels of stuff that were taking me to come. Even when I moved to my house and the levels of that my own based business and dogs and things like that with tech.com and support.com. All of them things that don't take a home. You know, all of them things you're doing and keeping me from economically getting my feet. You know, that's what my credit. You were getting all of my credit going back to normal and everything else was fixed for me with it over that. It wasn't bad in the first place, but the damage is enough to where it was causing me with the lawyers of loss of opportunity. You know, causing financial distress, you know, I call the information and faith with my child and trauma for my child. So those are the things that I had to set. So when I went through my rules of coaching and things like that, as my coaching partner, and I'll leave the personal training, the information that I was taught and things that helped me in my paradigm of coaching is, I feel confident. I'll get the very layers of nutrition and nutritional value and safe ways for me to eat drink. I will not stress, and if I can stress, I will find ways to reduce my stress. I am a spiritual warrior. I am favored. My business is going to grow, and we will keep expanding. Now you know where the love operates are coming from. That is for you guys to be shareholders to the level of successful warrior, spiritual warrior, to become a better version of myself and continue to expand my business. I am strong. I am divine. I am peace. I am happiness. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And if they do, that prosperity will be short lived. I am learning. I am the body love. I am complete. I am happy. I am and hold a smile every day in spite of. I will try not to get angry. Focus that energy to find new goals for and become angry and begin to make that energy into something productive. I am fearless. I am going to fear not. I am going to trust the process. I am humble. I am accepting of random amounts of truth. I am the holding example to my child and to all those that want to hear me. I am going to trust the universe and the universal plan. I am trusting of the process. I am moving forward for life. I will protect my energy. I am great and my life will become greater. I am calm. I am focused on what matters. I am open and ready to receive. I am and will not overthink or worry and trust the process. I am accepting of my life's journey. I will always live in progress and into a process of recovery. I am the way to be and level and remain a positive level for the women and today will be my best day ever and every day going forward. And if it's not, I will find a way to do that. I am blessed and I will continue to rise up here. So I wanted you guys to understand all of this. As I share with you a level layer of wildness trauma therapy and still continue to work with that and go out on that stuff with negative feedback. Because part of all of this is that even in a professional kind of real-life situation, even professional doctors, lawyers, people like myself who are blind to become an MD, eventually I'll get my PhD in forensic psychiatry psychology, so I can help people who are likely to fall through the cracks who didn't have before, especially people now. This is also going to help me to begin to see and shed light off of what's bothering me. Start delving into things that are causing the layer of reactive abuse syndrome, causing the bad woman syndrome, things that you've seen. But I wanted to document my journey. But it is ridiculous to me. So, writing was a level of a layer of disempowering rituals does not help us. But learning rituals of success, and learning rituals of healing, and rituals of a journey through mental health allow me to get through that layer of that pyramid to begin to formulate a renewed layer of a trauma circle, a level of all seeing eyes, a level of life that's not looking at all, and beginning to see myself as a person. So, what is happening? And then I'll have that still reading the Bible with the Torah, and then the Torah and other different ways of work. Each one gives me a level layer of things that help us. The reading books help us. Reading materials help us. If there's somewhere along the line, I realize everything is relative. It can be separated. Shadowing the former self, the shadow self, and we need to not eliminate a priestess, I am, or what we call grief. So with that being said, on that foundation of the work that was thrown at me, I begin to see it on each one of those levels and layers. I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to get my baby rolled up on this one, my mental health on this side, and connect the dots with the levels and layers of paradigm of coaching and begin to build and build that connector to that peak, that top, and shed this light. I begin to go and lose myself and become more illuminated. More life and trust in the process of what's happening to me. And go into lots and into success rituals. And so this is one of the rituals that will be programmed into me, or those are the ways of being a mock about the tour, or chaos, or before. So when we think about this, I'm actually sharing of nothing new. Yes, I am going to be a trainer for a year of PhD. Over the 5 years, plus my term is done, I will still be a humble.
So far in my
and you were part of my friends from these levels and layers of misconduct or reaction to things that were happening, things that were going on, and then things that you might have heard about. But me sharing this with you guys in this documentary and being able to share with you guys in the reason, and that's why I invited you guys into my shareholders for my past that we're offering, for you guys to begin to be the shareholders in the reason. The Wounded Warrior, the one of the projects to help other Wounded Warriors who are out there reporting the same thing. And not being embarrassed to say, yeah, I'm familiar with me. Yeah, I felt your life. Yeah, they spoke with me. Yeah, they cared for me. Yeah, I told them I was right here with them in the church and doing everything about it. So we were just thinking, Lord, stop stressing out. They knew what they were doing. They were coming up over that. But what must go up must go down, correct? I'd rather be someone steady. They win the race. And that means I won't be willing to do anything and everything to get what I'm at. I'm willing to do what it takes to grow and improve what I'm at so that I can put that foundation brick for later on here, and eventually I'll get to everybody else will just take me along with them. We can all get things from here if we try. Or we begin to see ourselves in a better light. Or we begin to shed the former self and become more what we call enlightened. The four allegations about roles and layers are not reading books or by watching or reading videos that don't influence on our associates, but help us. The four allegations finances or economic, the ones who deal with this is very little for people who still finance this asset. While investing our money in things that cannot return on profit, that contains a return on investment each time you use it, then you have to look at this. Am I doing more of a return on investment on things they were doing, or do I look at the future type of value of what I'm doing right now? That of a leader like this one, but you'll become more of a detriment and downfall player than one if you don't begin to look at these different things and do the assessment like I did and begin to look at what layers are causing all this instance of this level of reaction, what's causing this level of anger, upset, grief. And once I did that, I started to realize that I need to make sure that I'm listening. Our work was hard. Yeah, it was so busy, Mom. Yeah, it didn't have to be important. You think some of that. Because, you know, they'll say each one of us will not be sitting on the field. when I told you how important it was, I go back and think about what's cooking with and like to shed light. So it's very important to turn on the light when you first start. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand, no matter what fancy clothes you have, beautiful clothes, or what restaurants you dine at, you can have all that great stuff, but if you what profit of a beautiful woman to gain the world what you said of her soul in order to get what they want. So what must go up, must go down. So however which way that you went about getting what you wanted, it does not mean that the lose yourself open that level of trying to get them for the fancy car, that beautiful set of clothes, or down at the best and best restaurant. Because the same way that you teach someone about EDC, these things, all the different things that help people get to where they're at, some of the same people in the world that want EDC to be fancy and can't know it. Some of the same people in the world eat spicy. Some people eat buying your sausage and crackers. Some people will only have them in cheese if you tell them to know it. So when you think about all these different things, we think about multiple of the things that they are seeing now is because they went through hard work and reprogramming of who they were and reprogramming of their mindset of the empowering tools to suspend rituals, performance, and levels of advancement and enlightenment of who they were to who they are now. So who I was who I am. And to transform you, that you are finding the people of living a life of wealth, maybe fame and fortune if you work hard enough. So we think about six empowering rituals. And I love the number six. The first number I have was 6-6. And it's also considered even number six. So when you think about this empowering your leadership, think about where you sit. Your greatest wealth will always be your wealth. Mental health, emotional health, well-being. You should never sacrifice your health to achieve wealth. You should never sacrifice your emotional health and well-being to achieve wealth. If you achieve wealth, you sacrifice outside of that. We all sacrifice it. We sacrifice a level layer of where we live, where we stay. Sometimes we sacrifice time with our children if we're going to college or getting certification. We sacrifice time with our husband or our fiance by trying to get better ourselves. Those are examples of sacrifice. Your wealth will never truly restore your health. You might not even live long enough to enjoy your success if you don't focus on your health, sleeping and eating properly, going to drugs to the point, and any of the things done to look at your health. Your health is your ultimate wealth. The most inexpensive thing is to have good health. That means by getting insurance. Getting prices insurance, whether you're poor, whether you're rich, or even getting insurance, so that if something is wrong, you can fix your health. Put some money into doing that. The $5 that you spend at Starbucks every day is $5 you can put up a week for a level layer of insurance. If insurance is through Volcare, what is it called? Woodbox, Blue Shield. Even through Apple Hospital, you have a level of where you can apply for health to get health care services. There's other places that actually are interconnected with some insurance companies, like you got Humana. You got all these different kinds of healthcare companies that actually have their set plans, even if you're poor. And they help people to get your health under control. They even cover behavioral health, mental health, and wellness. Think about that. Nowadays, you can get the help that you need, whether it's mental health and wellness, or whether it's physical health, from being deteriorated, gaslight, from love, abused, tormented, the same thing happens to me. Because if you don't have your health, then you don't have any wealth. You can't take your money to the grave. You must eat properly, ensure that you have adequate rest. And what I did in health inventory, and I let you guys know what was called in my health story. Get up early in the morning, or get up early exercise in the morning, and work for the night if that's your schedule. A great ritual that you must develop is getting out of bed early in the morning, or even if it's late at night, if you work at night. Creating a great head start to your day, and then life begins to be up early. Get up every hour of the meeting room and begin to work and do things where everybody else is sleeping. No wonder the same person was telling you about all the people I need in the last presentation. So begin to make things in your journal that I want you guys to start getting. I don't have time for Dungeon of Coaching, INCP, and INCPCoaching.com. INCP is for the long-term specialty appointment for those who are going to follow PTSD and for me to start with enjoying gaps as well as become a medical doctor. And I want doctors who are going to come staff to diagnose the speech, and I'll be here for interim gap for you to see me and you pay your court if they don't see the doctor. So that you'll be able to go and get a level aware of tumor if you dream. And when you go to bed at night or in the morning, what they're going to schedule is, evaluate your activities in the day in a journal. So what they've been said is journals are going to be on gmail.com for children that are concerned about how the baby's child journals on you. Now we'll also have the adolescent teenage journals on you. And then I'll have the aware for the adults on there. So you guys will be able to purchase them. There are some that are going to say you'll be there right now. You can also be calendars, so you can keep track of your day. So 5 minutes in the morning to meditate. This is a holy time for people that you love. Invest in yourself by sticking your knowledge about the things of what you're in. And learn how to spend your money wisely and begin to return on investment. Whether you're an entrepreneur or you are a support personnel, you're so important whether you are at the working protocol or whether you are top in CEO. We all have to respect the women because, again, if you're building things, so they look like this then. Even if you don't respect IT circles, it has to be tough to keep your business from being attacked. So think about what I just said. Your support personnel, your growth, your infantry unit, the people at the bottom of the totem pole are really the people where your eyes need and help you to go and work off the ransomware of the people who do things for you. Whether you're in business or whether you are a regular everyday, no blue or day. As long as you look at the level of awareness of 23 people, it is a matter of you got a master's degree for PhD. If you're an actual lawyer, I can say it that way, but if you're going to be a whole level of that or a chaos agent or a level of agent for both the sports, then there's a level of lawyer or there's a special place for you to go. And it definitely is not good for what goes up must come down and think about the way you treat people. And that's the way I've always wanted to conduct myself as a life coach or a health coach. Guys want to see us at coach businesses or what was the CEO who might come to my office and say, you know, we're not going to take a month to it. I think you might just do this whole business. And I just told them, hey, everything, not for you. What's bothering you about the business? I want to get them some little things about business and how to manage business and how to better continue being a CEO or Fortune 500 or a Forbes level CEO, and they'll be able to understand how to keep going. Even the best of us go to see someone. That's why I said to your professionals, see people being so funny. I'm telling you because I'm at the lower end of the phone call, and it takes a person to help manage even the biggest top manager in the world. So think about what I just said. Even that manager goes to see and help support. Even that manager goes to make the phone. Even that manager has to send rituals, like I think there's some the other day, about all these different people, Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Patrick Dorsey, all these people like Carlos Slim Hughes, all the people who are these billionaires in this world. All the people in the team are including women, citizens of YouTube, should have the success control. Think about all these things. Think about the people who are like overworked right in this world. Payments on these things. Think about Keith Barron of Google. Think about the lawyer of Carlos of Google. All these people started out this word of mouth. A lot of these people started out with nothing and begin to build from the foundation of all the work that we're telling at them. But in things that were designed to kill them, things that were designed to break them down, they power through it. So think about where I'm at. And where they're at, and the masters who need it. It took levels of therapy. It took levels of layers of people who are successful to begin to mold me into the success I'm becoming. So think about that book by Michelle Obama, I Am Becoming. I am becoming sister. I am becoming a good woman in my area. I am becoming a phenomenal business owner. I am becoming a great health coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, life coach, trauma coach, business coach. Because I took the time to go back to school. Although I was damaged, my faith was full of pure detail. I was just getting the future. It was my personal life that was affecting me. It's an important part of technology people. It made me part of things. It was in years before I met. I was breaking my life. I had things that happened that were broken by now. So I'm not afraid to tell you what happened. But I would tell anybody, if you're going to break someone down, build them back up. And replace what you've done to break them. A perfect department. Think about what I just said. Them, disrespect them, or do anything that would hurt their emotional health, maple home or mobile or brewery, then you need to replace what you do. And if you think your boogie lot is accessible, here's your room. It may not be the law that hits you, but it'll tell you this time the law did. The law may not be on my time, on my time, but it's other time. There are people who are English. They work behind the scenes. They work for me. To rebuild bridges, other people are trying to break them down, break them down, so they can find each one, think of it, emotionally. going to do it. If you have rituals that are disempowering, you will never yield positive favorable results. If this doesn't make sense to begin, it shouldn't try. On the contrary, if your rituals are empowering, then you have a greater possibility of achieving some form of reward. That's sort of how it is. Different things, but I want you guys to understand the power and level of understanding different things that I was doing myself to begin to deal with myself back up, and primarily with my own first testament. It was a first testament. It began to be a thing that I would look at when I would fall short. I would pick up that own testament, first testament, even on Amazon, even in all the different outlets that it sold at on online. And I was told to have left my on Facebook there. And it was a good start. Yeah. First, it's people who have the same mindset or like-minded about myself. I'm on there. Because I'm not talking to them myself. But I know. But it's like that. And I met so many people. So many cool people on the website. And with that, it helped me to see that where I have no one to love me in the beginning. While I felt frustrated, or I was angry, I just said, my heart is absolutely killing me. It was bringing me angry results. So I come to the point. If I'm going to break you down, I'm being sure I'm going to look you guys up in here. I'm sorry. But I apologize. I need to work you the way I did. But people that go around here talking about my results and feeling for me are doing things to them. Those are tools. It says, start me on with a process.
Thank you. week or day on your entire world, begin to then hit the ground running and make sure that you're successful and whether you're successful with are those that benefit you. Thank you. And good night.
Again, happy Pride to everybody who is in Pride Month. And my Pride Month of all your month, like the hour, and welcome.